Did you really read all those books, or is it just to make an impression?
My sisters love those books. I really think you might like them. And I'm willing to be directed as well.
والكافي تهذيب استبصار من لا يحضره الفقير.
How much are you familiar with the books in the bookshelves of the Muslim libraries in the world?
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on RIB English Radio with Brother Hussein, a book lover and a student of Tarbiyat Mudarris University of Tehran.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. To our avid readers, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is IRIB English Radio broadcasting from Iran. The program is Bookshelf. Salam to all you book lovers and those who adorn themselves with good characteristics. Hypocrites are a despised people among all beliefs and people. Basically, they falsely claim faith when in reality they secretly seek another path. Hypocritism is different to taqiyya. Taqiyya is the practice of hiding your true beliefs because your life, for instance, is in danger, whereas hypocritism is outright evil. Hypocrites never change their intentions. You can give them the world and they'll still only pretend to like you. Imam Ali says that wisdom does not settle in the heart of a hypocrite, except that it departs from it soon after. Faith should be free of hypocrisy. It's easy to understand why hypocrisy is reprehensible. The Prophet was greatly hurt by hypocrites, both during his lifetime and after his death. An entire chapter of the Quran is dedicated to the issue of hypocrisy. The Quran is our source of religious wisdom. It's only 600 pages, but each verse has many layers in addition to the apparent translation of the words. We try to get deep into these layers by resorting to Quran's interpretation, but interpretation isn't any folk's job. It has to come from a source who has access to godly wisdom. Namely, I'm talking about the Imams. Interpretation must be by the Imam and the Imam alone. Today we look at a book written by the Grand Ayatollah Jafar Subhani on the interpretation of Surah Munafiqun, the Hypocrites. Stay tuned.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
إذا جاءك المنافقون قالوا نشهد إنك لرسول الله والله يعلم إنك لرسوله والله يعلم إنك لرسوله والله يشهد إن المنافقين لكاذبون.
When the hypocrites come to you, O Muhammad, they say, "We testify that you are the messenger of Allah." And Allah knows that you are his messenger, and Allah testifies that the hypocrites are liars.
Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. You are listening to IRIB English Radio broadcasting from Iran, and this is Bookshelf. We were talking about a book that is about hypocrites. It's called Hypocrites, a Commentary on Surah Al-Munafiqun by Ayatollah Jafar Subhani, translated by Hussein Waqar. Ayatollah Jafar Subhani is a contemporary religious leader born in 1929 and stationed in Qom. He studied in Qom Islamic University, in Islamic Seminary, and took classes with Sayyid Hussein Brujerdi, Imam Khomeini, and Mirza Sayyid Muhammad Tabatabai near 15 years for jurisprudence, philosophy, and interpretation. Among many of his activities, he also has many books. Now, the book that we have today is one of them. It comes in 33 pages, and the contents are: Introduction, Contention in Society is the Basis for Mankind's Perfection, Special Qualities of Surah Al-Munafiqun, Hypocrisy, Detrimental Effect of Hypocrisy, Signs of Hypocrisy, Hypocrites and Repentance, Hypocrites' Dangerous Plans, The Islamic Viewpoint of the World. In a few moments, I'll be back to read an excerpt of this book, so stay tuned.
7, barometric pressure.
We come to you, and O God, knowing that thou art our only king.
Stay tuned to the program Bookshelf on RIB English Radio.
You are back on RIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Bookshelf, and in front of me right now is a book called Hypocrites, A Commentary on Surat al-Munafiqun by Ayatollah Jafar Subhani. I'm going to read a short excerpt from this, but you can take the full book for free from al-islam.org. I'm going to read the chapter on hypocrites and repentance. When it is said to them, "Come, the Messenger of Allah will pray for your forgiveness," they turn aside their heads, and you see them turning away their faces in arrogance. It is the same for them, whether you pray for their forgiveness or not, Allah will not forgive them. Surely Allah guides not rebellious transgressors. Both are verses from the Quran. A sinner who realizes that he is a sinner and that he has transgressed the limits set for him by Allah will try to find a way to repent. But a sinner who does not recognize that he sins, who thinks that the sins he commits are actually good deeds, will not try to find a way to repent. If one suggests to him to follow the correct path, the path which will bring him success, he will arrogantly reject it because of his ignorance. Hypocrites belong to this second group of sinners. They pretend to be Muslims and to have faith. All that they do is fake. They do not have sincere faith in Allah or His Messenger. In reality, they epitomize compound ignorance, jahl murakkab, unaware of both their mistakes and of their ignorance. It's because of this kind of ignorance that whenever any one of the hypocrites during the time of the Prophet was encouraged to go before the Prophet and ask him to ask for forgiveness, he would arrogantly refuse and shake his head, showing that he does not need the Prophet to do that for him. The reason for this is that such hypocrites did not believe in the Prophet or his religion. This kind of behavior is not exclusive to hypocrites. Rather, it is found in any society that is ignorant, but unaware of its ignorance. Such a society will never do anything to fix itself. It is for this reason that scholars have said that guiding people who possess simple ignorance or ignorant people who admit that they are ignorant, it's easy, while guiding people who possess compound ignorance, ignorant people who do not know that they are ignorant, is difficult or even impossible. I'm going to read another part of this book, which is about the special qualities of Surat al-Munafiqun. Surat al-Munafiqun is the 63rd surah of the Quran and is comprised of 11 verses. All of the commentators of the Quran are certain that it was revealed in Medina. The subject matter of the surah proves that it was revealed in Medina since it describes the state of the hypocrites. This treacherous gang was formed when the Prophet migrated to Medina. The reasons for this will be explained later. Before the migration, there was no mention of hypocrites at all. These hypocrites were an unhappy, disbelieving minority who pretended to be Muslim out of fear of the majority. Their hearts remained firm in disbelief. Their outward appearances were different from their inward beliefs. This phenomenon occurred only when the Muslims were in Medina. A number of important verses in the Quran refer to the hypocrites. These verses discuss their history, the forms of sabotage they undertook, and the serious harm that they forced the Muslims to endure. These verses can be found in the following surahs: Nisa, Ma'idah, Anfal, Tawbah, Ankabut, Ahzab, Muhammad, Fath, Mujadila, Hadid, Hashr, and the surah under discussion, Surat al-Munafiqun. It would be a great help to Islam if all of the verses regarding hypocrites were gathered and the time and reasons for their revelations were investigated. This study will be helpful and beneficial if it were well organized and written as a single report. It is up to those who love the Quran and the history of Islam to write about the social topics discussed in the Quran, such as the topic of hypocrisy. It is up to them also to write in a way that is interesting for the people of the present age. It is up to them to relate the hypocrites of yesterday to the hypocrites of today and their plans in order to shed light on the hypocrites' plans in both ages. This study would be similar to a subject-based exegesis of the glorious Quran, but it is only a small part of the Quranic subjects that should be discussed. Most topics have not been discussed properly. Whenever a scholar writes about hypocrisy or any other Quranic theme, he has paid his debt to the Quran. The author is hopeful with the grace of Allah that as long as a studious atmosphere is available in places such as Qom, a small part of this duty will be achieved. This is a very nice book and it's only 33 pages, which means that you can complete it in a very, very short time. If you missed it, no worries. The book is called Hypocrites, a commentary on Surah Al-Munafiqun by Ayatollah Jafar Subhani, which you can download for free from al-islam.org. You can also download an archive of our program from our website. Simply search IRIB English Radio Bookshelf. Until next week and a lot of reading. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you.